This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A new survey has determined the average American, how many pain-free days do we have a year? Truly pain-free days.
Zero.
The mental pain part of it? Yeah.
Right, I think more physical.
Yeah, I always have a pain somewhere.
Somewhere.
Something. It's like, oh, that feels good today, but that hurts, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I...
I mean, I guess there are some young people out there right now feeling no pain.
I don't know. I feel like when I was even, like, in my 20s, I had back pain, like, just from...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's why I started Pilates, because it just helped so much.
That's from all your dancing pain. And partying, probably, right then.
All that serious dancing.
And that dancing helps take up the pain.
I think it's weird because, like, at 37, like, because I've never, outside of, like, early on in my life, I've never had to do physical labor.
Yes.
So, like, I still have some lube in my knees.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
You know?
He didn't burn through all that lube.
Yeah,
yet.
But, like, I think there's a lot of, like, dudes my age that, like, worked hard and, like, did, and they're probably a wreck, you know?
Yeah.
They say the average American only has 13 truly pain-free days a year.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
There are some days, right, when you wake up and you're like, yeah.
I don't know if I ever do that. But for me, it must be that I just don't... Any kind of pain I had wasn't, like, top of mind. It was just...
Yeah.
You know? So... But the majority of days, at least by the end of the day, I'm going to be in pain. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right. You know that. And most people do, I guess. 48% of people say it's hard to believe they'll ever have another pain-free day.
Yeah.
It just gets worse and worse.
Basically 96% of every year is total pain.
Sorry, sorry to bring you down.
To be honest, we walk on two legs and our bodies aren't designed to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we walk
know,
on.
The design is flawed.
Our design is so stupid.
Yeah.
So like
our spines are a mess.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. My friend yesterday was saying, she's like, I don't know if I can get into working out. I got to make a decision. Like, am I going to work out or will I not? You know, she's just like, cause he goes back and forth. And I said, the motivating thing for me is just to be pain free. Like the pain part of it. Like I need to just.
And that's what the only reason that gets me there.
Yeah.
Like I used to have the worst lower back pain, but when I started working out, it's totally like subsided.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just certain things you have to do and mental too.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. It does help with mental problems.
There is a lot of pain. Yeah.
And we all anxiety, you know, just get your mind off of things and kind of, it's good for you.
Yeah. A lot of my pain is from sitting around.
Yeah.
You know, that I know that would be fixed if, you know, like I got immense shoulder pain that is purely from being inactive with my upper body.
No,
like I know it is. I know it is. I know if I did like... Well, you know, 10 push-ups a day.
Your feet and jerking hand is always...
Wow, my wrists and forearms are incredibly strong and supple. But no, I know. Like, yeah, that's all I need to do, but try and do it.
Survey found that the average person feels 6 years older than they actually are due to aches and pains. When it comes to pain tolerance, 65% of people say women have a higher pain tolerance than men.
Of course.
Yeah.
We've known that.
None of us will argue that. Mm-hmm. We totally agree. Seeing Amber go through this.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like I would have been a disaster.
Just like crying.
I'm literally bawling for a week.
Yeah.
Baby.
Sounds so bad.
Like she was in so much pain. I've never seen her like that before. And I felt like, God, I hope I never get to do that because I'll be the biggest pussy. It is distressing that so many people have to deal with chronic pain, but they say it's also good to remember that everyone is dealing with something. So you'll have good days and bad days.
That's why there's substances to help too. That's why people smoke weed or whatever it is that helps their aches and pains.
Sweet. Booze. I enjoy as well. Jason, are you're in pain over there? What's going on with you?
How are you in pain? You're still...
I feel like everybody should be in a little bit of pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think?
I got lower back pain, my knee, left knee, my ankle, heel, neck. Yep.
See?
Gas pain in my gut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
what's going on over there? Are you all right?
Gas pains.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always wrestling with those gas pains.
Yeah, it's too much tantric sex for you, right? That's the problem.
Oh, I bet.
No tantric sex.
Yeah, I bet that's not happening.
Probably too much basketball trying to, you know, stay young and all that, but I'm banged up.
Yeah.
I'm limping around every day. I definitely feel 6 years older. I feel like I'm 40 for sure.
Oh, yeah. No. That's no good. No good at all. Yeah, well, you just move. Everyone, if everyone moves, they'll be a little bit better.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I guess his whole thing is not too much, though. You want to move, but then you
also don't destroy yourself.
Right. It's a balance, which is difficult.
Like, I had some friends that kept texting me. They wanted me to go play hockey with them. You know, and they realized, I played hockey my whole life. They're like, yeah, we're just going to be just a thing. The last time I went to try and just play hockey after not playing hockey for 10 years, I almost died on the ice. I almost died on the ice.
Because you go into it like you haven't stopped.
That's exactly what it was.
Yes.
I jumped the boards.
Yeah.
The puck was like sort of being shot down the ice. I play defense. I jump the boards. I skate as fast as I can. Get the puck. Get in a scrum in the corner. Look up, see my winger, boom, give him a good pass, and then I'm like skating back up the ice, and my vision's starting to go.
Well, sure, like you're going to pass out now. You've never revisited yourself.
You know,
so
like when in a cartoon
years.
Where the stars are going around people's heads, I'm starting to see stars.
How's she going?
I'm like, oh my God. So I get back to the bench. I'm like, all right, go. Someone else go. You know, my shift was like 45 seconds of like top speed skating.
You gave it everything.
45
seconds. And then I'm like, so I'm like, you know, and then, you know, another 45 seconds, a minute goes by. The other guy wants off. I'm like, okay, all right, I guess I'm going back. And then I think I played two periods. And then I was like, you know what, guys? I'm done. I'm like seeing stars on the bench. I had my helmet off.
You all thought that Chuck got the nickname 45 Seconds of Fury from
something
else. But no, it was just his time on the rink.
Yeah, I can't do that very long either.
I don't know about you guys, but I would pay double to see him play over the Red Wings.
100%.
Oh, my God.
The Chuck Wings?
Yeah, I'm more entertaining right now, maybe.
Amazing. But yeah, so you were treating it like you hadn't stopped playing.
Well, and that's why I kept saying, I said to these guys, they're like, it's going to be nothing. I'm like, there is no nothing for me.
Hockey's rough.
I just jump. I just think I'm 18 still.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I think
mentally,
I'm 18
you're like,
still.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
And
your
just,
body's like, hell
and
no.
And your body is like, what are you doing, you moron?
Totally.
And it's much harder than you realize after you've not done it for a long time. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Almost that thing died. On a treadmill where it's like, you know how they say you get high from running?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so like I thought I was getting this, but then I'm older now and I'm on a treadmill and this, I start being like, I think I'm getting that runner's high. And I'm like, might just be a heart episode. I don't know which is which. I'm like, you probably get pretty high when your heart's about to stop.
So yeah, all that DMT is released before you die.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the difference between runner's high and heart episode.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, I had to figure it out for a second. I was like, oh, man.
Really going to disrupt everybody's gym time here.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. You don't want a heart episode.
My gym thing was ruined today. A guy died right next to me.
Mm. Big fat guy died on a treadmill.
What did he expect?
This guy. He's destroyed some of James's favorite things. A long-haul trucker is facing multiple charges. He crashed his tractor trailer, which was filled with Pop-Tarts and Cheez-Its.
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
Throw the book at this guy.
Who's driving on I-95 in Maine. They say the 61-year-old truck driver was on meth at the time.
Oh, well, it's tough to drive.
How many truck drivers on the roads are using meth?
Probably
quite a lot.
Probably way more than you.
That's terrifying, right?
I want to know.
Keeps you up, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to stay awake.
Yeah, keeps you up.
Well, this 61-year-old guy, he drove off the road, struck rock ledges, causing the truck to roll on its side. All the Pop-Tarts and Cheez-Its spilled into a ditch.
Where was this ditch? Are there any Pop-Tarts and cheeses left in it?
You'd have to head to Maine.
Oh, that's too far of a bike ride. Yeah.
It's a haul.
A bike ride. Officers responding to the rollover crash arrested the truck driver after he was determined to be impaired. He was charged with driving under the influence of drugs, driving to endanger, possession of methamphetamine. He was treated, luckily, just minor injuries he had, treated and released, and then they booked him into the jail. An inspector from the Maine Department of Agriculture inspected all the Pop-Tarts and Cheez-Its and said they were not safe for human consumption. Destroyed.
Yeah.
What a sad day.
And there's the truck driver there.
I don't ever want to see him again.
You can lock him up, throw away the key. Destroying all those delicious Cheez-Its and Pop-Tarts. Bet you they had some of those s'mores Pop-Tarts in there, too. S'mores and cherry.
Oh, you like the cherry, huh?
Yeah, fresh out of the toaster. The fruity ones are the best, I feel.
Strawberry is the best.
Strawberry is good, too.
My humble opinion.
I'll take any of the fake fruit filling in there with the frosting.
You know what I'm surprised they haven't done? You know how they do, like, Oreos? There's double stuff and triple stuff and stop your heart full stuff. Like, why they haven't done double stuff Pop-Tarts?
I would say because they don't have to. I think that they sell just a kajillion of these all the time.
No, but if you did double stuff, I want double.
I would like double frosting.
I want double frosting, yes. Double filling.
Do you think that in a lab they've done that and what happens in a toaster can't even be talked about?
That's probably it.
It makes like lava, molten lava inside the Pop-Tart.
It can't even be talked about.
Like, no, honestly, because you're right, right? Like, why haven't they done it? Is it because that stuff in the middle either seeps out and causes fires when there's too much of it?
Yeah.
Or it just burns people so badly that they're like, listen, it's not worth the... Because when you break down how much stuff is really inside, it's nothing.
It's almost nothing. It's a scrape of jam or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Simulated jam. Product.
Yeah.
But you pump up the frosting, even if you just did extra frosting. But again, maybe you're right. Maybe it like burnt labs to the ground.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were trying to come up with something. Because America's given up on getting healthy. Everyone just wants to get fat. So let's give them double stuffed Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, seems like it'd do well here.
Must.
I'm not into the Pop-Tart game, but I think it's a perfect balance of everything. It's like thin, just all works.
Right.
It works, at least.
But pump a bit. I think just for to just get a couple extra sales, you could see them. It's what Oreo does all the time.
Right.
They would get to, on that bandwagon, but there must be something stopping them. It's the only thing I can think.
Probably those calorie labels on the side.
I never thought of that.
You can only say like half of a Pop-Tart is a serving then.
Yeah.
They sell a Pop-Tart maker. You could make your own Pop-Tarts, and it's literally by the brand, Pop-Tarts on a stick maker.
I don't know how to feel about that. It's kind of exciting, but also probably not going to be as good.
Could you make your own peanut butter Pop-Tart?
Oh, man, that'd be delicious. I would start making like savory Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, look at that. Turn your kitchen into a specialty Pop-Tart shop. Non-stick coating bakes delicious treats in minutes, includes recipes for every occasion.
Must be terrible. Must not work at all.
It's got four-star reviews.
Only 14 people reviewed it.
Yeah. Well, how many people are making their own Pop-Tarts? Probably not a lot.
It's way easier to go to the store and buy a box.
Yeah, stick with that.
Make 6 delicious treats at a time. A dough cutter included for making perfect shapes. Enjoy the recipes included in the booklet. Even test your own creations. Quick and easy cleanup.
Who wants to try my mac and cheese Pop-Tart?
Oh, look, see, not worth the money.
Yeah, one was like horrible.
Yeah.
Ooh. This product came broken and dirty with Pop-Tart residue.
So someone sent it back.
I didn't like it. They didn't even bother to clean it.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, that's expensive, too.
Yeah, it's $75. How many Pop-Tarts you could buy for $75?
Just throw them in your toaster.
Your supply.
Look, someone already has had my idea back in 2015. They should make double-stuffed Pop-Tarts. But they've never done it. Just a thought.
Yeah.
But you're right. Probably the nutritional information on the side would be devastating.
You're like, it's a whole day's worth of calories for one Pop-Tart.
No one would buy them. Too bad.
A paramedic working at a hospital in Miami decided to pursue his sexual desire. So he picks up a patient, ends up seducing her, and they bang in the back of an ambulance.
Hmm. Incredible.
What was wrong with her?
All they'll say is that he was working the 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. shift at Plantation General's emergency room when he left for a call about 9 p.m. He later admitted he had sex with a patient. Yoandy Moreno. Yoandy. Yeah. It's just what a yo in front of your name, Andy, and we got
that's
a whole
my
new
next
you.
Move.
Yo, Andy.
Apostrophe.
Well, he was discovered and then fired 4 days later for gross misconduct.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's hope he didn't seduce somebody with, like, a head injury or something.
Yeah, yeah, like she was
dementia
with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, enough. They say it was consensual.
Her insurance company won't pay for the ambulance ride now, though.
I'm sure.
They just got wind of this.
Yeah. She was busted banging in it.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, well, I guess you imagine, you know, as long as it's not a serious health matter, but a girl calls an ambulance and this dude shows up who's a good-looking guy, you know, well-built, and she's like, oh.
Yeah, I know, but you don't call an ambulance unless it is a medical. You know what I mean? Like, you don't just like, man, I kind of.
Yeah. I think this person must
got a sore leg. Yeah. I think I should call an ambulance.
It costs thousands of dollars to get one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it did not help him as they discovered this in his disciplinary process. They say he engaged in unprofessional conduct by abandoning his duties as a paramedic. The reason he was fired, though, he didn't notify his employer that he'd be stepping aside for 45 minutes.
Oh, so you're allowed to take a 45-minute break.
Right. But because he didn't call in and say, hey, listen, this chick I just picked up is hot as hell. I'm going to bang her, so I'm going to be out for a bit.
Yeah.
If he had done that, possibly he may have kept his job. But they fired him specifically for the unprofessional conduct of not calling in to report his downtime. And they just revoked his license.
Are we doing this or what?
That's what you
thanks
think.
For showing up. Yeah,
I assume that's okay. I assume that's not.
Yo, Andy.
That's a crazy name.
Fill me up.
That's disturbing. I never would have thought of ambulance sex.
Well, because it's not.
Doesn't seem like the place to do it.
No,
it's not plausible. When I was in one, it's the last thing on your mind.
But some people, they're not. Their life isn't in danger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just being transferred to one from one bed to another.
I guess what I'm saying is, I guess there are situations I could see where it could play out. You know, a hot chick falls at the gym.
Or maybe a hot chick is drunk at the bar and they call an ambulance.
It's just hard for me to figure out why a critically injured person would want to have sex.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, sometimes you get transferred.
You gotta be kinda critically injured to get an ambulance.
Well, they've fallen and they need a hot beef injection.
Oh, yeah.
And the cure.
They need Yoandy. Maybe she specifically asked for Yoandy.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Maybe he's an attractive Latino man.
Mm. He'd have to be Danielle,
I believe
someone
so.
In an ambulance. Unless she was ancient and just wanted to blow him or something. I don't know. I'm not sure. Who knows what's up with Yoandy?
Yeah.
We may never know, but we know he's not a paramedic anymore. A zoo has banned a woman who is in love with one of its chimps.
As they should.
Get her out of there. Get her out of there.
I don't know. I don't really feel like it's that bad. Not. I mean, I don't think she wants to bang the chimp. I think she just like has like almost has like taken it as her pet or like not sexual love. Okay.
Okay.
She's like attached to it.
Just, right. Okay. She just like has fallen in love with it.
Mm.
She and the ape blow kisses and wave at each other doing their visit, so he's really fond of her, too.
I bet.
A.D. Timmermans has been left heartbroken by the decision. She spent the last 4 years visiting Cheetah, a 38-year-old chimpanzee, every week at a zoo in Belgium. They struck up an unlikely friendship. Bosses at the zoo said, though, that friendship caused problems, and they want Cheetah to concentrate on socializing with other primates.
What, would she go there every day? Or?
Yeah. Sometimes once a week, sometimes a couple of times a week. Mm. There's a little video of this woman here. There's her and Cheetah.
Krabben? Dus er gebeurt niks verkeerd. Ik misdoe dat beest niks, want ik kan erop
they
niet aan. Dus
there
ik vraag mijn eigen af.
Not
als
sure
die anderen dat
saying.
Allemaal mogen, er zijn er zo nog tientallen die dat doen.
I think she liked the chimp.
Ja, ze laten hem eigenlijk langs de kant liggen.
She was blowing him kisses through the... She's kissing him on the lips with the...
She's devastated.
I mean, trying to love her life, you know. Person there.
The love of her life.
Yeah, that's crazy. Is it like me? I've got a lady that looks like Sharon Osbourne. Blowing kisses with the Von Chimp.
Jesus, kick her out.
We've got to get her out of the zoo.
Remove her now.
Look for the Sharon Osbourne hair.
You'll see it bright red. It's like a fire. on tops of her head.
They say, bosses at the zoo said the friendship caused problems, and even though that, you know, it was a wonderful thing to see, they can't let it happen anymore. She was crying when she said, I love that animal and he loves me. I haven't gotten anything else in my life. Why do they want to take that away from me?
Jeez.
Go get a dog or something.
Yeah. Dog will love you more than that chimp.
Maybe they're tired of cleaning the glass of her putting her lips on there to smooch that monkey. It's like, why does somebody go to prison to visit their loved one that
that's
got locked
exactly
up?
Exactly what it looked like.
Instead of putting her nipple
like
on the glass, she's just smooching with
him. Oh, no.
Yeah. Nipple's next, Dave. That's why you got to ban her now.
Oh, no. That was the problem. This chimp's probably jerking it in front of all of
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's like, oh, my girlfriend's here.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, check out
like
this.
It. I don't like this.
The zoo said an animal that is too focused on people is less respected by its peers. We want Cheetah to be a chimpanzee as much as possible. Outside of visiting hours at the zoo, he has to manage 15 hours a day in his group. We want to give him the chance to be as happy as possible. Cheetah grew up as a pet, was donated to the zoo when he became too big to be managed. The zoo said he is not easily adapted to the other chimps, and there have been several fights.
So he just likes humans.
Because that's what
better,
he's used to.
Yeah.
And 80, this woman, is not going to be welcome at the attraction any longer.
I mean, that's a social structure inside those things. Probably pretty delicate. I get why they're doing it.
Yeah, but he's 38. How? I mean, you think he's going to change?
He's not going to adapt.
How he is all of a sudden?
Yeah, just because of he was a pet.
I feel like there's more to this.
You do? Yeah.
But I
think that they know that she's mentally unstable, and they're just listen, we can't.
Anybody that goes to visit him twice a week. Or
right.
Whatever,
and you see her all up on the glass, and it's like, you know. To me, I'm always, whenever I go to a place like this and there's someone like up on the glass for way too long, I'm like, move it along. Let's go. Let someone else. She's probably there all day, all night.
This first was reported in Der Gerderlander newspaper.
Yeah.
Should I accord it or instill it?
I think accord is accept.
Oh, I don't know what I did.
You shouldn't have done that.
Oh, that's her, though. I got the right story, see?
And this shows more of the interaction here in this video.
Very neat.
Hör mir was überhaupt zurück in der 15.
Ich sehe sehr.
I am. I'm there. I'm making out.
Lebend gelofte.
One kiss is enough, lady. Yeah. Oh, that's some dirty glass you're kissing.
Yeah, a lot of COVID hands on that.
And she's not even the original owner of him.
No, she's not.
No. The chimp doesn't like her as much as she thinks.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like, he likes to interact, but I think he just would interact with anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably used to humans, so.
I mean, and look at her jacket. She's nuts.
Sure.
Just like a leopard print. I don't
She's
know.
Nuts. Are you going to kiss it again?
Yeah. There they go. Make it out
again.
Oh, my
God. Stop. No, I would have kicked her right out of my zoo. I mean, this chick's not allowed in my zoo. Get out of here, you freak. And I don't want her to buy a dog either.
No, probably not a good idea.
She's a really weird lady.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's. I don't think she's mentally stable. You
no,
guys.
Of she course can't not. Be. When you when you be. Do things like this, you're not mentally stable.
Yeah, it's not like the love story we hoped it was.
Oh, too bad. I do feel. I mean, if she's, you know, mentally challenged in some way and just wants a little chimp time.
Yeah, but also like you don't want a chimp to like be killed behind the scenes because the other chimps are like,
why are you talking
don't,
to
don't
that
view
lady?
Him as
regular or whatever.
Yeah,
and then she takes so many selfies with him.
Well, and I just think this chimp is just chilling by the window. He likes that. Yeah. Like, I don't know how much more he likes
you think
her
you could
than
send someone else there.
I think he'd do you the don't same think her, type of stuff.
Her fire red hair is what attracts him.
No, I think he's into humans because yeah. that's how he was raised. So
I could walk in there with some lipstick on and I could smooch so that monkey too.
I bet you could.
Come here, big boy.
Maybe me in a monkey suit.
Yeah. I know what Chuck's next trick is.
All right. Okay. Took another turn.
Yep.
But no more zoo for her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you. Is there a kink that's causing trouble for you?
Yes.
What's your kink that you question? 1-855-954-6969. Ooh, I guess this could get dark-sided, but hopefully not. 1-855-954-6969. What kink causes trouble for you? Or you can text us at 46969 because a 35-year-old man who calls himself Homewrecker is trying to come to grips with his newly discovered kink. It all started when he met a woman visiting his town in a bar. She was open about the fact that she was married, but was still okay with sneaking around behind her husband's back. They hit it off. They ended up banging. And now he says that's all he seeks.
Yeah, like
having sex
women.
With married women. What he learned about himself after is how much it turned him on. He says he now loves the thought of lying, sneaking around, and even the risk of possibly getting caught.
And no commitment.
Yeah, it's that.
It's gotta be a big part of it.
You know.
He said, in fact, the thought of getting caught by someone's husband is something he's actually eager to do. Like he wants to eventually get caught. Because the thrill of it, I guess.
And he'll get involved in like cuck role play.
It seems like that would be his deal.
Because what he'll find out is it won't even matter to him about being caught. It'll be like, oh, look, the husband's here and he's watching me do it.
Yeah.
After the big reveal, he said his friends judged the crap out of him. A desire to do more married women jumping was pointed out to him as wrong and messed up. He says to him it doesn't seem that bad because all the women are willing participants and it takes two to tango.
I mean, to a certain extent, I agree with him.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Is that a kink or is that like a messed up moral compass?
I think it's a kink. Like, it's think that people, like gets off on the idea of getting caught.
Yeah. That's what puts it into the kink category.
Mm.
That's how you get shot, though, too, right?
Yeah,
right. You're the wrong person.
Good chance,
the wrong person.
But that, in a weird way, is probably part of the thrill.
That's it,
right? The danger associated with it is what he's fallen into.
It's the same type of thing as people who have sex in public, where it gets that thrill of possibly getting caught.
We always say you open up certain boxes, you'll never be able to shut them.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
So he opened up this box, and now he's deep inside of it and wants to keep taking it to the next level.
Mm. He didn't even know he was opening a box. That's the other thing that's scary. It's that he just thought I'm hooking up with a chick at the bar. He didn't know he was opening up some kind of sexual kink that he is going to have therapy to get rid of.
So now he's left to ask, what are the ethics of a homewrecker kink? And what is what he is doing really wrong?
Well, he's not alone. I can tell you that. He's not alone.
Listen, I don't know if... Is it the greatest thing in the world? No, but you're not convincing a woman to cheat.
It's definitely on the woman, yeah.
Yeah, it's on the person who's married, right. to, exactly. in my opinion, more so than him. But if you, like, convince a married woman to cheat, or that, then that becomes your goal to try and sway people to the other side, maybe that's a little different. Outside of that, I think you're just morally a little messed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have the same kind of thoughts on, like, the sanctity of marriage that other people, I guess, would have. So
it's not his marriage.
Not his, yeah.
This guy says, I can't get enough of big, beautiful women with big asses. Unfortunately, my wife has no butt, but her sister has a huge ass.
Jesus.
It's very conflicting, he says.
Oh, it's terrible.
Nice.
That's terrible. I mean, you can like someone else's ass, but does it have to be your wife's sister-in-law? Ass?
Your sister-in-law's ass? Her big ass? And the crazy thing is that the wife probably would never consider that, right? Like, right. If she's in shape and she's got a big old sister, she'd probably never dream that he'd be into her.
Probably not, no.
Nope.
But it's affecting his life because she's family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to bring home more fast food.
I mean, some women's asses will just never get bigger.
I disagree.
Yeah. Well, you know, like they get fat elsewhere. But
true. Yeah. You just hope for the same genetic, you know, stuff to happen. You'd hope, like, oh, if she eats more, she'll get a big butt just like her sister. It's just weird. It's weird that a guy, like, hooks up with, like, a skinny chick.
But he likes
bigger girls.
What's your kink that you're questioning, and is it affecting your life? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Jim's with us from Boston. Hey, Jim.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing all right.
So the kink is the woman, when I first started sleeping with her, she likes, you know, to, like, get choked out.
Mm-hmm.
And then to where the point where she passes out. And then I do some stuff, and then I got to wake her up. That's what she likes.
Yeah.
Now, are you into it now, too? Have you crossed over into enjoying it?
I mean, it's still a little weird, but I mean, I do kind of enjoy it. She wakes up, she laughs, she smiles, she goes, "Did you have fun?" And I'm like, yeah. At first, the first couple of times, I had to, like, you know, fake it. But now it's a little better.
So what are you worried about, though? Because how is it affecting your life? Are you afraid it'll go too far?
Yeah, I'm afraid it's going to go too far. You know, we get charges or, you know, she don't wake up or something. Then I have an issue.
Sure.
Yeah, the don't wake up is the biggest problem. That's because every once in a while in this thing, the person doesn't wake up.
It happens. Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. So, but.
Be careful.
Of course, always.
All right, dude.
Yeah.
To me, that is terrifying. How do you know the point of choking someone out where they're just going to pass out and not going to die? You don't.
You don't. You're just guessing. And then there's the stuff where you're in, you know, like that MLB pitcher who choked that girl out and then did stuff, and he thought it was part of our rough sex. But then someone says, "Oh, wait, though, when I was out cold, that means there was no consent or whatever." Like, just crazy. What a crazy path to go down.
It is.
Crazy path.
It was her kink, but he's gotten into it. Now he's, again, he opened that box, right?
Yeah, I feel like he can abandon it. He's just with the wrong girl. Like, that girl, man, you just hope to God that you don't have to choke someone almost to death every time.
No.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah.
I'd like my partner to be awake.
Yeah.
And that's just me.
Yeah.
Obviously, some people don't. Dan's with us next in Boston. What's the kink you question, and how is it affecting your life?
So I've been having trouble trying to describe it very well, so bear with me.
Okay.
It's making other people, like, feeling really happy or like getting, making them feel, I just like, I experience their euphoria with them in a sense.
And like during like sexual climax or no?
That is one of the ways. Other ways is like watching them like go through like a shock and awe moment or just like experiencing true euphoria to them or something like that. And it's starting to question, making me question morally if I'm doing things to help other people in just like general life to, as a good person, or if I'm doing it to just get a high from it.
I kind of see what you're saying.
So say like you'd say like giving someone $500 just to them freak out about the fact that you're helping them pay that bill or, and like it's instead of it being just, hey, this is just me being a nice guy. It's like
it's more about him.
Yeah. It's like I'm getting it. Now, is it turned on? A little bit. It's okay. Yeah.
A little bit. It's starting to turn towards that. But
so like, you get like a happiness boner.
Like like externally, I'd say like, oh yeah.
I think he just finished right on the show there.
Yeah, hey, I think he did.
You just, and we made him real happy.
Yep.
I think we discovered he actually has a different kink.
Yeah.
Talking telling radio stories shows on and jerking
radio. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, let's hope not.
What?
I think that's what just happened.
Yep. You just ban that number. No, no worries.
No, man.
That's okay. It's not the first guy I finished.
Okay. Jesus.
So if
that got to you,
the more I started to piece it all together, it was more and more disturbing.
Yeah. But someone said there is like a kink, like a empath, is what.
Yeah, I could see. I mean, I know, we've never talked about it though. But
no,
the sexual part is what's different about that.
Yeah,
right. That it turns you on. How to know if you're a sexual empath? Someone whose empathic abilities intensify during an erotic encounter, so that he or she senses more stress or bliss. He's got it twisted just a bit, where he making people happy sexually arouses him in lots of different ways.
Yeah.
Someone said hentai is their kink, they question. I love watching hentai, they said, but I don't want to tell my partner because she already doesn't like watching even normal anime with me.
So hentai is anime that is porn.
Super pornographic, sexual, I believe.
Right? Okay. Super sexual.
I think sometimes it has tentacles and stuff, too.
Okay. Yeah, none of that stuff does anything for me. I've even tried to watch a couple anime things, and it doesn't do a lot for me.
It's very graphic.
Yeah, they really know how to draw.
I don't get sexual cartoons.
I don't either.
I don't get it at all.
I don't get cartoons.
And I understand
most of the
time how people would judge you,
and
how your partner would be like, "You're a freak.
Yeah, that's
you're
weird.
Into sex cartoons."
Yeah.
Like, I think you'd much rather bust your partner looking at normal porn than cartoon porn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it all depends what the porn is.
It's weird your brain would even be able to be attracted to that.
I think it's with the noises and, you know.
Like, do you start being into the regular stuff and transition into
a lot of very, very strange things can happen when you draw it as opposed to what you can really do in a porno in real life.
Yeah.
You know, like a tentacled being beast having sex with a, you know, I mean, you're only going to be able to really draw that. And like, that's where the stuff is weird inside their head. You know, they're into these crazy scenarios. And
so what's the kink of yours that you question, or does your partner have a kink that you question? If that's the case, 1-855-954-6969, you can share that as well. Because this woman said, my husband loves the mommy fantasy.
Oh, boy, that's terrible.
I do question it. I think it's weird, but I love him. So I play along.
Don't play along.
Okay. I'm just going to say, to me, the mommy thing is 50 times worse than the daddy thing. The daddy thing isn't great either. But the mommy thing,
I think it's all bad.
Is way worse.
Chuck, if you were with a woman that was like, disgusting. I want to call you daddy. Okay, I don't want to get in your personal life, but I'm just saying. I would find it just as disturbing, I think, as the other way
it's
around.
To me, like I said.
I feel like it's creepier, too.
It's like the mommy stuff is? Yeah. I think so, too. And maybe it's just that there's so much of the daddy stuff that's out there, you know? But that mommy stuff is just like, it's so, my God. It's wild to me. It's wild.
That should shut sex down for most women.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's not a lot of them that would like that.
No.
I would think not. It seems highly disturbing. Someone said, I like being bruised from bites and cuts, from scratches from a woman. I question it, though, because my body looks like a battlefield. Well, love is a battlefield.
Well,
it's like the song.
I love when Dave references songs. These very uncomfortable topics. Yeah. Nice
we
80s
are
songs.
Young.
That is hilarious.
Heartache to heart, with them.
So I would have went John Mayer with it. You know, instead of my body is a wonderland.
Oh, sure.
Body is a battlefield.
Yeah.
Well, that, I mean, well, I understand why you question it because you are totally messed up, but. Again, as long as it's consensual.
I think it's like anything. It's about amounts of stuff. Like, what's wrong? You know, someone wants to bite you a couple times, but to just look like, you know, like you were attacked.
You crawl through barbed wire.
You know?
James, what have you seen? Because I feel like it's, if it disturbs you. Or-
well, I'm just laughing because some of the text coming through. So the one that I was laughing at is a girl texted in saying, my boyfriend likes when I pee on his face. I thought it was weird. Well, yeah, I mean,
it is.
Yeah, I would. I'm with you on that.
Yep.
It so is. She questions that, but
what's crazy?
She
to me,
still does it.
It's that's what's wild to me. All the people that are just willing to go along with stuff because they, you know, like I love this person. I'm gonna pee on them.
Oh God, this one's bad.
Well, you knew we might get some bad ones.
Is it the top of the list?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's really bad.
The kink that I question is that I, when I finish with my lady, he then travels down south to clean things.
Got it.
For her.
Got it.
Love is a battlefield. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Heartache to heartache. Let me clean. No promises. No demands.
Both of us knowing.
Jesus.
Love is a battlefield.
My God.
We've lost our minds.
Well.
Yeah.
There's no other choice.
Yep. Here's someone. I used to date a girl who loved to be cut, and I did question it. She was into knife play. When we first hooked up, she rolled out a spread of 14 knives. Oh, like friggin' like a chef would lay out, right? Yeah. Roll out his like arsenal.
Like I dated a girl that was into cutting, and what I did was I said no.
Yeah, we have to say no.
Like I'm like no.
Yeah,
like you can have a fantasy of cutting me and. That's where it can stay. Yeah. You're never cutting me. You're not going to cut me.
The question is, what kink do you question? Or what partner kink do you question that they're into? This woman, though, it's all on her. She said, I question my obsession with wanting to be. Rhymes with wristed.
Oh, my goodness.
She said, my guy's willing to try it, but we're both concerned it could stretch things.
Well, yeah. And guess what? It is gonna.
And if you're at the point where that already happens, you've already been pretty stretched out.
Yeah, I mean, if I can, come on. That thing is like a hallway.
Oh, no. What, Dave?
It's a battlefield, Dave.
What else you guys got to say?
This guy said, there's a guy on Grindr.
I knew it.
Trying to get me to come over. Mm-hmm. And poop on his
faith.
Mm.
Huh.
He's willing to pay
$500.
That's the mud mask.
It's a facial.
Heartache to heartache, we send.
No promises. No demands.
Searching our hearts for so loyal.
It's a good song.
Well, you know, they're not all gems.
They're not. And I wouldn't do it, by the way. I'll just tell that guy. $500 is not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
500 is not, it's got to be more.
No, God knows. That guy's going to keep you and feed you and then have you just poop upon him. You'll be trapped. It'll be like one of those that human caterpillar. What was that movie? Human grinder.
Centipede.
Human centipede.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy needs to realize that's like brown gold he's sitting on.
Right.
You know? It's worth more than $500 a log.
Exactly.
Just say no.
Exactly.
Just say no. Yeah. I mean, this is nothing compared. This guy said, kink, I question, is my foot fetish.
Oh, it's nothing.
That seems so vanilla now after face pooper.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
My buddy's wife has incredible feet.
Oh, buddy's wife.
And has even given me an F.
Oh, well, then that gets weird. It's your friend's wife.
What? Bob, what's a FB? I feel like, did he mean FJ?
He must have meant an F.
What's an FB, unless that's something we've never heard of? Foot bath? No.
I don't know, man.
Foot butt? No.
No.
I'm worried that I'm going to get caught, he says.
FB.
FB.
He's got to please respond.
Did you mean FJ?
FJ.
The B and the J aren't that close on the screen.
That doesn't make sense.
Unless he was using voice to text and they...
Maybe. Voice to text.
Because it's not called a foot blow.
No. What? How do you do that?
I sent him a question. Hopefully he'll respond.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it just autoed. He went to B. Like...
Yeah, it could be autocorrect because maybe like they're thinking he's trying to put Facebook in.
That's
Facebook.
What I think. But he meant J.
Yeah, he did. But that's weird. His buddy's wife is allowing him to do that.
Keep allowing those touches him yourself. if it's an FJ, she's giving it to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm, well, yeah, or he's just using the feed.
Like he's.
Guess it was supposed to be FJ.
Okay.
Oh, it's foot job.
Foot job. Yeah.
Perfect. Yes. Thank goodness. Now I can sleep. yeah, you should be worried you're going to get caught. It's your buddy's girl.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's his wife. Ooh. Oh, I'd be so pissed to find out my wife's feet were jerking people off behind my back.
Friends.
It's the best part of them to be doing any jerking, but it's a tough find.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Doesn't make it any easier, Chuck.
No, I mean, I can't imagine someone trying to justify it to you either. Like, hey, listen, it's just my feet. I mean, who cares?
I'd be even more upset when she's asking for a foot rub because her foot hurt.
Oh,
her feet hurt from walking around all day and working. What? You weren't even walking around. You're giving my friends foot jobs.
Yeah, they're tired. My toes are so sore.
Someone said, I've been cross-dressing for a couple of years. I think maybe it's just because I haven't gotten laid in about 6 years. Otherwise, I'm okay with being a man in regular life.
What? Because you haven't had sex? You decided to
start dressing like a girl? Yeah, at least it happens to us.
Huh.
I've been dabbling a little dress wear. We are young! Heartache to heartache, we stand!
Nice dress.
Chuck doesn't like to dress like a man. Both of us knowing.
Yep. He does look good in thigh highs.
Thank you, James.
You're welcome.
That's so strange. You haven't had sex for so long, you dress like a lady now.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I know. You know, I've had some dry spells and just, you know, still...
Never
still
occurred
terrible,
to you to...
Dressing like a really not great-looking guy all the time. You know, real loungy guy.
Here's a weird one. We're talking about the kink you question. This woman said, I can only get off by imagining I'm my husband's other woman.
Hmm.
Well, that's weird because it's just...
Yeah, like a
I mean, it's more like a fantasy because it's in your brain.
Yeah.
Unless they're acting that out.
My wife's kink is vacuum play. She incorporates it into the bedroom now all the time. She's sucking me.
I think she's doing it to herself.
She's sucking herself with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's got a really clean bedroom.
Yeah, that might be that. That's the kind I want.
I need a chick who's into vacuums big time.
Hey, just have some Cheetos right before bed. Maybe you can clean up those crumbs. Such a sweetie.
Thank you. Oh, my. This couple's really into some stuff, but the one thing they're really questioning is when he had her dressed like a lumberjack and poop upon his back. That's when it crossed the line.
Yeah, that's a real weird one.
This is weird. I'd question it.
Lumberjacks are known for handling logs.
You're not going to get something log-related past James. You're just not.
Someone said no. All I can imagine is Chuck in a sundress.
Yep. It's pretty cute.
Singing Pat Benatar.
There's a lot of...
Dun, 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 dun. Dance break. The big dance break number. I can see it right now. Do you have gloves on, like mesh gloves like she has?
Of course I do, Yeah.
Chuck's hadn't had sex in so long, he's turning to lady clothes.
Dry spell. I'm just trying to go to the store and, like, dress me up like Pat Benatar.
No man has ever really said that before.
No.
Anyways, that'll do it for us here. We'll take a break on Dave and Chuck the Freak. The news will continue when we come back in just a moment. When we return...
talk about here. Did I lose it? I lost the sheet.
I don't know what you're doing.
No. Oh, there we go.
whoa.
Yeah.
You leave this house now.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there's a talking scene.
Yeah, this is a talking video. This is like an acted out.
No. Forget about coming back. Oh, she's singing back to them. They're like, there's a mentally ill woman.
It's our daughter.
Got it.
It's our 30-year-old daughter. Get out of here.
Go. Leave your little brother behind. You hit the streets.
Go become a whore.
You must be a streetwalker now. Is that what she's doing?
I think so. Eventually.
Turned her into a hooker.
You go be a street whore.
Is that fella? Oh, she... This is the strangest... I've never seen this video, I don't believe.
I mean, if I did, it was a long time
ago. Well, you probably saw it as a child and had no idea any of this other stuff was going on.
The guy was trying to sell eggs. Her dad sells eggs, and she's on the streets.
Look at this guy in a vest.
Is she get into a dance-off with someone as she's whoring?
You're damn right.
It's a hooker dance-off. What a
go
life.
Go ahead and dance, hooker.
All because of her father. Man, he's... Groundbreaking video.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
How many Americans would stop to assist a fellow driver who has broken down? We unfortunately tell you, trust no one, help no one. It seems like the pandemic has made this maybe happen a little less.
Yeah.
Driving down a deserted highway with no other cars around or cell phone signal can feel like the start of a bad movie. Most drivers know the importance of keeping emergency tools in the trunk, like a spare tire or jumper cables, that kind of thing. What if it happens? What if you break down in the middle of nowhere? Would a random stranger stop to help you? They asked thousands of Americans that question. Would you stop to assist a fellow driver who has broken down? A lot say no. In fact, more than ever before.
I feel like if I said yes, I might be stopping for all the wrong reasons myself. Like, if I'm broken down the side of the road and someone's stopping, I'd be like, just call someone for me.
Exactly.
Just go.
You just gotta call someone, right?
Like, I don't also want to be attacked by someone who's like, broken down, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Goes both ways.
You know?
Yeah, I had a, my car broke down once on this, like, and I'm surprised now thinking about it that she did, but like a like an elderly lady helped me.
Well, that's because like, they're just so
took me into town and stuff like a long time ago. Yeah,
that's nice.
And I was just like, I didn't think at the time anything of it, but now I'm like, oh my God, what a risk she took.
Right, because let's say that had been your grandma, you would have said, no, don't stop for that guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Big bearded, weird looking guy.
But that's that generation, right? They were just nice. They helped.
Yeah, she was really, really sweet to me. So,
but overall in the country, 44% of people say they would not stop to help a driver whose car had broken down.
I'd be the best dialer.
It is nice.
I'd call somebody
works.
For somebody, but I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't think I'd stop and be like, get in.
No.
If I did, too, I would act real. I'd be like, get in.
Yeah.
Let me help you out just so my karma's okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you come on inside?
Let me move these knives.
Bunch of knives.
Get the knives off the seat.
Yeah.
Some female drivers say they'd pull over to help, but a majority say they wouldn't. 59% of women would not, and I totally agree with that. Ladies, don't do it.
Yeah.
I can't help you. But, I can call. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I roll my window down, maybe going by real slow.
So it's 44% overall, but it breaks down to 59% of women say they wouldn't, but 69% of guys still would stop to help someone.
Yeah.
69% overall when you combine all the state's numbers.
The other thing is, realistically, what could I offer?
Yeah, it just depends on like your skills and what you have, equipment. And,
right. Like I can't fix a car.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
I do think like mechanics like to use their skill set.
Yeah.
To help people probably.
And some guys just like being guys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Doing what they can.
I think a lot of guys stop for girls.
So which state do you think is the most apprehensive about stopping to help out a stranger?
Florida.
No, but it is some listeners. Massachusetts.
I was going to say Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is most likely to say, oh, hell no.
Yeah. They're in that traffic. They're just like, I don't have
do
time.
It yourself. Yeah.
40%, only 40% of Massachusetts residents would pick up someone or help them if they had broken down. Florida's pretty close. Only 43% of Floridians would do that. Michigan higher. Over 53% of Michigan residents would stop to help someone. The highest in the country, Wyoming. 76% of Wyoming residents
maybe
would stop.
They're
just excited to see another human being.
Hi.
I've never seen another human.
They like stop to make sure they're not hallucinating.
Right.
Yeah, they by far have the highest and most willing to help out. 76% saying they would stop. It's called the equality state.
Wyoming is?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That's not true.
It is. That's so true. That's what it's called.
No, I mean, no. That's not what I meant.
I know what you meant.
Yeah.
I was just saying. So I guess not too surprising.
No, it's too.
But the one thing they did notice is that 63% of people are more hesitant to pick up hitchhikers since the pandemic started. Because you're letting someone into your car. You're going to share that space.
Man, I'll tell you, the pulling over to see if someone's okay and letting them in my car and driving them to town or whatever, there's like that. There are light years in between those two things. Like I could see myself in a desert, like I'm on a desert road. I see someone, they got a cone up, they're waving. I can see myself like slowing down with like the window. Are you what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Let me call somebody.
Yeah.
You know, that but get in. No way.
It's
no
weird
way.
Now to have such an incident because there's like cell phones.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's hard to believe. Like back in the day, you
they
didn't
seem
have a
more
phone.
Staged.
Yeah.
Right. Why don't you just call someone? And someone makes a good point, too, like you said earlier, that it's because people don't know how to help. Like most guys, most younger guys probably don't know how to change a tire.
That's true. I mean, like, I can change a tire, but I can't. I couldn't know. Be like, it's the radiator, but, you know, like,
exactly.
I don't know anything about that stuff.
So. Nope. And like, what, I'm gonna, you stop because there's a pretty girl and then just let her down in every way you can.
Right. That's
it's like, I'm the worst person that could have ever pulled over.
Scott's in Dearborn. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's your comment?
So I was hearing on the radio here, Dave and Chuck are talking about how
that's us.
That's us. That is
Hello.
Us.
You're on
Welcome
with
to
us.
The show.
Yep.
Hello.
Cool. Yeah, so what was going on was one time I was in my Cadillac with a Northstar engine, so if anyone knows anything about it,
nope.
Pretty unreliable engine.
Okay.
But what went actually was the radiator. So what happens is like all this stuff starts fogging up my window, so I have no choice but to pull over. And this guy, you know, 5 minutes after follows behind me and is like, hey, like, can I help you? I'm like, no, man, it's cool. Like, I'll get like a tow or something because it's like fog on my windows to the point of no driving. Well, he's like, no, like, there's a gas station up here, whatever. So I'm like, okay. So he meets me at the gas station and I'm trying to clean this off. And he's like, oh, like, they don't have like the part or whatever we need. So he keeps like following me because I'm like, dude, it's like really. And it gets to the point where we get to like the second or third gas station. And I'm just like, you know, like I said, I keep wiping my windows trying to make it because I'm in East Dearborn and I just had to get onto the west side of Dearborn. And he just like, I eventually had to give him like $20, like, dude, leave me alone. She's like, well, I kind of helped you. Like, I think I deserve some money. I'm like, dude.
Oh, wow. My God. What a twist.
Wow.
That's crazy. Wow. Imagine someone stopping to help you and saying, hey, a little something from my service.
No. Wow.
You should hook him up if you can. But
he didn't do anything, really.
Yeah, he just was like...
He just was following him.
And yeah. honestly, I'm not... I would never... If I helped you out, I would never ask for money for it.
No.
You should be doing it out of the goodness of your heart.
Like, I would never. Even if I had the skill set and I'm like, man, I got to put this guy's fan back together.
Yeah, if someone offers you something, well, I'd still... say no, but that's up to them. But I don't know. I don't think you can ever ask.
If they asked, it's rude.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be like, here's $20 for helping me out or something. Yeah.
This guy said, I'm a guy. I would be absolutely useless if I stopped to try and help someone. I barely know to check if I have oil or not.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of dudes like that.
Elgin is in Boston. Hi, Elgin. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. Massachusetts residents the least likely in the nation to stop someone and assist them if they've broken down. What's your story?
100%. So I'm from Mass. I've dealt with that all the time. I've broken down. No one would stop for me. And I, being from Mass, I accept that. But a couple years ago, I took a road trip. And ironically, I break down in Wyoming, the thing you guys mentioned.
Yeah.
And multiple people are stopping and I'm like, this is weird. What's going on?
So as a Massachusetts resident, are you like, trust no one? Do you question it or did you?
Oh, trust no one. 100%. And being a nice guy, once in a while, I'll see a guy in Mass that's pulled over. I'm like, well, maybe he needs a little gas. Maybe I should stop. I'm like, nope. Drive away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. You want to do the right thing, but you're nervous.
Absolutely. I think that's a lot
healthy.
Of people.
Yeah, that's right? Healthy to me.
I think that's normal because that's me. I want to help. I want to stop. But my know in the back of my head, Dave, no, there's too many stories of things that go wrong.
You still stop.
Drive through crazy areas, though, too.
Yeah, nothing stops Dave. He's going to do it. He's going to make a mistake. But it's okay.
No, I'm not. I've brightened up. When it comes to that stuff, I've realized the danger I could put myself in. Patrick's in New Hampshire. What's your story, man?
Yeah, so a bunch of years ago, me and a large group of friends were on our way down to a Iron Maiden concert in Massachusetts in a party van, and we ran out of gas. Had a guy pull over, very bizarre looking, most likely homeless, living out of his car.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, offered to help us, but we already had some assistance on the way, so we let him go. And as we filled up gas, went to the next gas station, there he was. I mean, this guy was crazy. You know, hardly any teeth, clearly living out of his van.
Ooh.
And had gas for us, and we were like, we got to get out of here. This is also right in the middle of that bath salt craze.
Oh, right. And, where the people were eating people's faces off?
Yeah.
He would not leave us alone. So he was like, I'll help you. And we get back on the highway, and we're in a kind of a beat up, you know, passenger van. And he's following us.
Oh, no.
We're on the highways of 95. We're going about 100 miles an hour behind us. He's trailering us. And a bit of drinking was going on in the van, so we're starting to get a little you know, we're a big, burly group of guys. And we pulled into the concert. He follows us right into the parking lot down in Massachusetts, down in the Mansfield venue. So we're like, all right, we don't know what's going to go down right now. Everybody's hanging out with us, drinking with us. Started taking some food.
Well, there you go. Happy ending.
Yeah.
Happy ending there.
To the Iron Maiden concert story of the...
Most of his story was cut out.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. And that guy who they were worried about ended up partying with them all night outside, tailgating and getting ready for the Iron Maiden show. I'm not sure if he made it inside with them, but partied with them outside.
I was just like, I want some friends.
Yeah. I thought they were going to kill him. I thought his group of dudes.
And that's the day we beat a homeless man today.
I thought they were going to kill him.
George is next. Hi, George. How are you?
That's what I was hoping.
Oh, not too bad. Penis balls.
Penis.
So I was driving to work one morning, and I saw a little old lady pulled over, and she had a flat tire. I'm a technician, so I decided I'd help her out and pull over and help change her tire. It took a lot longer than I was expecting to take, and I ended up trying to leave real quick and try to make it to work on time. Ended up texting the boss, hey, not going to make it on time, helped an old lady change a tire. Ended up getting pulled over and got a ticket, and the cop did not give a crap.
No.
No, you see?
The boss was cool, so.
Oh, that's good. So pulling over to help someone ended up getting him a ticket.
So it cost him a bunch of time, and then it cost him a bunch of money.
Yep. Liz in Massachusetts, what's your story?
Yeah, so I was a young 22-year-old, moved from Massachusetts to Denver to teach. And it was my sister and I moved out there together. So it was like my first month there. I didn't really know anybody. And I broke down on a highway bridge overpass, really scary, like on a corner. And I don't even think I had a cell phone at the time. And so I'm sitting there like, what the heck do I do? I see in my rearview mirror, this big, burly guy, huge beard on a Harley pulling up behind me. And I'm like, oh, crap. Like, what the heck? And so I rolled down my window. He comes up. He's like, you're going to get killed here. And I said, I know it. I said, I don't know what to do. I just broke down. And he's like, it's your tire. Gets out, changes my tire, and I'm like, oh, I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I reached into my wallet. All I had was a 20, and I said, this is all I have. I'm sorry. If you give me your name or number, I'll try to get you more. And he said, no. He said, don't be silly. He said, I'm a doctor in Denver. He said, I don't need your money. He said, just pay it forward. And he was...
There you go, though. A nice dude.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. How many doctors do you think stopped to change someone's tire?
Not many. Who are bearded burly men on Harleys? Hmm. Not many.
He's a cool doctor.
That's a cool doctor. Absolutely. Someone said that I'm a 32-year-old mechanic. I pull over and help all the time. Mostly if I see like a elderly person or a woman. In the tip side of it, I did have a little old lady become hugely offended because I wouldn't take the money she offered. Oh. She was ready to slap me, it looked like. Needless to say, I said, okay, I'll take the money.
Yeah.
She was happy, and then I took the girlfriend out to dinner.
It's just one of those things where nowadays they put like a girl out there, the damsel in distress, and there's two dudes waiting. Two dudes waiting.
This guy said, north of Boston, came across a car, pulled over. I pulled over to see if I could help. As I walked towards the car with a horrified look on her face, the woman locked the doors and started waving her hands for me to go away. She was terrified I was going to attack her or something. That was the last time I ever stopped to help.
That's what I mean. Like, so it's both sides of it. It's like being the person whose car breaks down. I know around here there's a little courtesy vans that drive around. And like for me, they'll get them.
Yeah, I only see those so rarely just like, how are they even helping people? I've only seen one every like 8 years.
That's how that's how I felt. And then I broke down on the side of the road and the thing pulled up
right
behind.
You got lucky. Yeah. That was a lucky day for you. That normally doesn't happen.
And then there's this one. This is what we expect. My sister picked up two hitchhikers. They had her drive to a meth house and then robbed her.
Yep.
Those are the stories you hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But Anonymous in Detroit, you had one more story to share with us. What is it? Hi, Anonymous.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi. So, this all has to deal with all these younger guys and everything not being able to do anything on cars or whatever. But so there was a couple pulled over on the side of the road, and I pulled over to help them. I seen they had a flat tire, so I asked them, like, well, you got a tire? And they're like, yeah, we got it, but had no idea how to change it. So I'm like, all right. So I changed the tire for him. And then right in front of her boyfriend, this girl gives me her phone number and tells me to give her a call so we can go hang out.
So you never let another man change your tire if you're with a woman. Yeah. There's the tip.
Right.
Because she'll be like, well, this is a real man, and I'm going to give him my number now.
I'm like, I am a real man who belongs to AAA.
Show that card.
Yeah.
And you look at this.
Yeah. You think that's hot? You think what he did is hot? Check this out. Ooh. AAA, I pay for this every month.
That is sexy.
This is called not only did I plan something,
carried it with me.
AAA. Roadside assistance on the way. Burly man. Change these big Jeep tires.
Estimated time, 1 hour to 2.5 hours.
It's going to be a while.
We got all the time in the world. Get on your phone.
Play some games. Not quite as sexy. Maybe
nope.
if you break it down. Off to Lake Wales, Florida now, where a 61-year-old pervert has been busted. He was caught exposing himself. Then when he tried to flee from the cops, he crashed right into a police car.
Oh, yeah.
Two people complained about a man whipping out his dick about 3:45 in the afternoon the other day. Officers... That's the sound of it.
It's
officers
an old man doing it.
And detectives responded to the calls. They identified him as the suspect. It's even creepier when he makes that noise. This was at a library.
Perfect.
Right?
Of course. Oh, library.
Lake Wales Library.
Hi.
This is where the exposure incident occurred. However, officers say when they approached, he jumped into his gray Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
To the Lincoln.
Yep. And attempted to flee.
Mm.
An officer saw the guy backing the Lincoln out of a parking space, accelerated quickly, jumped a curb. The officer activated his lights and sirens.
Yep.
That's when the old guy, who was still driving in reverse and looking backward, realized he was going to hit the patrol car. The officer drove forward, but this guy couldn't stop in time and sideswiped the cop car. And continued fleeing in reverse at a high rate of speed. That's even more terrifying than the dick. There's an old man flying down the street backwards in a Lincoln.
I'm great at backwards driving.
Nope, not. Then he struck a tree and a metal pole.
Oh, yeah, well.
He then drove forward across both lanes of traffic, jumped another curb, crashed into another tree, struck a pedestrian.
Oh, my gosh.
Then accelerated. By this time, the tree had disabled his vehicle.
Okay.
And the officers could finally take him into custody. He has been charged with exposure of sexual organs, fleeing or attempting to elude, resisting officer without violence, aggravated assault, and other charges.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Nope. Would that work?
He's been arrested 16 times since 1989.
Oops.
Oh, my God. 9 of those were for indecent exposure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got a thing, huh?
He definitely
he's got
has
a thing he does.
There is his boop, 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 bloop. His mugshot is right there for
him. Oh, okay.
Leroy Towns.
Looks like a normal dude.
He does.
Yep.
But he likes to whip his dong out of the library.
Big day today. And then go to Bob Evans, and then it's pretty big. Hit the library, pull my wiener out.
Imagine, really? Is that what you're doing again?
See what develops. Cool.
It's a way to pass the time, you know.
Yep.
Imagine, do perverts plan their day out? I always thought of it like a spur of the moment. But
no.
I guess some
like
perverts
he does.
Plan.
No,
yeah.
They plan it.
Yeah.
They plan it.
It's crazy to think. Like you have like a note in your phone, like, you know, pick up dry cleaning.
Like a reminder.
Go to the bank. Yeah. Whip out dong at library.
It must be something that builds, you know, in a lot, like a lot of really bad things. It builds.
Yeah.
And then they finally have to go do it. You know, and then they're good for a while. Because he's been, what, nine, how many years has he been caught?
Long
16
time.
Times or whatever? Yeah, yes.
Long time.
Long
time.
Time. Long time.
Yeah, long time. Yeah,
many years.
Anyway, the many years of him doing this, you know, there's breaks in between.
Yes. Yeah.
So, like, you get some kind of satisfaction that lasts for a while. But then you got to go do it again.
You got to get that
library
rush.
Time.
You got to get that rush again. Yep.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.